friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we'll be talking about the reasons, and 10 of them exactly, why you should study herbal medicine. And we're going to cover a lot of different things, probably things you've never considered before, along with some that are very obvious of why you should study herbal medicine. Before we do that, I would love for you to click the subscribe button to follow this channel to get notifications for my talks, which post every Monday. And I also wanted to bring you over to my website to show you our new upcoming herbal apprenticeship course. I'm going to make this really brief, but I do think it is, for me, it's important because this is what I do. I am a teacher of plant medicine and I love it. It's my passion. I want to share herbs with as many people as I can. So let's hop on over to my website. All right, let's make it big. There we are. All right. So you can see this is skyhouseherbs.com. At the top, you just click the learn more. And here you can scroll down and learn all about the upcoming herbal apprenticeship course that is starting soon. You can really join this course at any time, but if you want to stay with the cohort and attend the live Q&A sessions with the group, then register now because there is still time. Just take a look through the website. You can see all of the different things we'll do, everything from doing plant diets in pairs, so learning about herbs, two of them at a time, side by side. We'll talk about energetics, plant spirit medicine, chemistry. Don't be afraid of chemistry because we're going to learn it through the tastes, which is a very, very simple and practical way of learning chemistry. And our friends at Strobe are allowing our students to purchase the herbs in bundles, and their herbs are very high quality, sourced from local organic growers, small scale, and also they source their tinctures from Herbalists and Alchemists, which is a brand that I personally use with my family and highly recommend them. So you can purchase the bundles for the course right here on the website. So have a scroll down, take a look at everything. When you're ready to register, you can just click here on the sign up button. This is our foundation standard enrollment. You can do one payment or 12 payments, your choice. And if this pricing is not affordable to you, then click on apply for tuition assistance and fill out this form. And for those of you who are single parents, unemployed, full-time students, retired, receiving disability, have other circumstances that won't allow you to pay the full tuition, we want to keep this program accessible to all. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you 10 reasons why it's a good idea to study plant medicine. So once you click these, click the submit button, and then you'll see which level of assistance you are eligible for. And from there, click on your choice of either a monthly payment or a full payment. And then you'll be registered in the program. All right. So now I will stop sharing and come back to you. All right. Now, why study herbs? Why join my herbal apprenticeship? Why join any herbal course and herbal track of study? I mean, it's true. It can be expensive. I try to make my courses very affordable and offer the need-based tuition rate so that anyone can join, but it's an investment. And I think that's an important thing. It's like, I know for myself, when I invest my money, which is essentially my energy, into something that I am, then it commits me to that study. And so whatever you can invest and commit will come back if you stay engaged. So I strongly recommend making that investment of your time, your resources into something like herbal medicine, because dun, 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 there are many reasons why. So let me start. This is in no particular order, but just the way that it sort of fluidly came to me as I was reflecting on the reasons to study plant medicine. The number one is for your own sovereignty. for your own well-being, to have an arsenal of tools at your disposal at any time, because life shows up and, there are a lot of things that are out of our control. It's like the serenity prayer that I just love, which is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so, help give me the courage to change the things I can. That's where the plants come in. When I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feel, I just did a video on overwhelm. So when I'm feeling overwhelmed, which is very common in springtime and common in the modern world, I know which plants to reach for. When I'm starting to get that tickle in my throat because I'm getting sick, I know which plants to reach for. When my knee starts hurting because I worked out at the gym and maybe I pushed a little too hard, I know which herbs and salves to use on my knee. So I know what to do to care for my body when it's needed. And that is so awesome. And I can't tell you what an empowering experience it is to know what to do when you're not feeling 100% yourself. Second reason, number two, you'll save a lot of money by knowing plant medicines, especially if you learn how to identify them and harvest them. Dry your own herbs, grow your own plants. I mean, yes, herbs can be expensive. And a lot of people say, oh, I can't take herbs because, it's $17 for a dropper bottle. That's true. But you know what? If you study herbs, you'll learn how to identify the plants, grow them, and then make your own tinctures. And it'll cost you maybe $5 tops to make, a 60 milliliter or a 2 to 4 ounce bottle. Right? Because you can buy the alcohol or the glycerin if you're not using alcohol in bulk. And you're going to learn all of the skills of medicine making in an herbal apprenticeship or herbal study course. So that's really cool. You'll save a lot of money. You also save money from pharmaceuticals, which can be very expensive. I know for me, my husband and I, we are self-insured. We don't, we're self-employed. So we have our own insurance and our prescriptions are like very, very minimally covered. So when we have to get a prescription, which we do sometimes, it happens, then we have to pay a lot out of pocket. And so as much as we can avoid that and use the plants we have, we end up saving a lot of money. The third reason is the zombie apocalypse. So, I remember when what was that movie? Walking Dead came out, not a movie, it's a show. When Walking Dead came out, and there were like people who were not zombified yet, who were like trying to struggle to like, find other people and then to like maintain their status because, some of the groups would like throw the weak people to the zombies so that they could get away. But here's the thing, guys. I realized this. I was like, if you're an herbalist and there's a zombie apocalypse, you are going to be in high demand. People are going to want to keep you alive because you're going to know medicines and how to make them, how to forage them from the land. You're going to know food supplies from roots and berries and shrubs and right, you're going to have knowledge that is going to be very valuable. So people are not going to want to throw you into the zombies to save themselves because you know what? You're a useful human to keep around. And joking aside, I don't think there's going to be an actual zombie apocalypse, but like let's just say for survival. I remember when COVID hit and we were all in isolation, I felt very empowered. I knew the resources in my yard. I knew parks where I could gather certain herbs. I knew that if everything shut down, I could at least keep my family and those who were interested in learning about my witchy ways safe. So, there's something very valuable about knowing the plants from a survivalist perspective. The third reason is kind of tied to that, but you can be of service to others. So your immediate family will benefit from you knowing about herbs. My kids, my husband, my dogs, they benefit from me knowing about herbs and being able to use them in the moment, being able to recall certain things and patterns that are helpful. My family will call me and say, hey, I've got this weird thing. Are there any plants you'd use that you'd recommend? And then I can be of service to my family and I can be of service to my community. Now I'm teaching herb walks to little kids. I'm teaching plant medicine to preschoolers and kindergartners and second graders. And that's so cool to see kids. And so I can be of service to my community by teaching kids about plants. And so can you if you have an herbal education. Number four, Yes, no, number five. You can collect cool things. When you start to study herbal medicine, you become more aware of the world and the material things and their beauty and their magic. And this, I just love this crystal. It has an oak leaf on it. And I know what the oak symbolizes. I know, this is a powerful totem for me personally. And so I collect things. I mean, look at, if you've been watching my YouTube channel since this started in this new house about 3 years ago, this shelf just keeps all, even I keep accumulating cool baskets made of willow, and I got some over on this side. I've got some dried lavender and some old bottles from historic apothecaries. I was just in the Northern Shore with my friend Holly, and there was an old antique store, and I found these baskets with these hand-dyed wicker. And baskets are so cool. These were like $2, $2, and this one was $3, right? And you just end up collecting. Oh, I'm blurry. Okay, I'm blurry. Well, maybe I should collect a new camera. Okay, there we go, we're back. So yeah, you just start to collect cool things, and then like your surroundings start to feel magical. So study herbs, you'll accumulate books. Let me just see if I can do this without totally messing up. There are some of my bookshelves. I've got more bookshelves. There's my light. Oop. So I have so many books and neat herb things in my kitchen because I'm an herbalist, because I need them. And I can write them off my taxes because my herbalism is my business. That's another way that you save money is, if you are practicing and you're earning, I think you have to earn over $600 in a year. You might want to check with your accountant on that. But if you start earning money doing the work of an herbalist, then you can start writing off all your education, all your books, all your baskets, everything that you buy that has to do with your profession becomes a tax, an itemizable item. How about that? That's amazing. All right, what else? Number six, you start to meet extraordinary people. Some of my favorite people are herb people, are people I've met through the herbal webs, people that have their own unique ways of looking and thinking about plants, like very different than mine. But my circle is so big, and it's just amazing, the people that I get to hang out with because I'm an herbalist. I get invited to these confluences and conferences. I'll be in Colorado in July. I'll be in Wisconsin in May with my girls at a women's conference, the Midwest Women's Herbal Conference. I'm going to be in Canada. I'll be in Toronto teaching about herbs with my husband for an astrology herb conference. So there are like so many opportunities to meet amazing people and to hang out with other people who have similar ideas about the world, about nature. And if you really want to meet friends who think like you, study plants, and it'll happen in your cohort of the students that you start to study with, and then all the different places you start going as an herbalist and as a student will just increase manifold, the cool people that you have been waiting for. Number seven, you connect to your ancestors through the study of herbal medicine. And it's really interesting. I always knew that there was something in me that wanted to be, that was interested in healing. And not just healing, I'm not like a shaman or anything like that, but just helping, being a helper and using nature and nature spirits as a helper. And it turns out once I started studying herbs, and when I was in my master's program studying at MUIH, I was talking with my grandfather, and it turns out his grandfather was an herbalist and a beekeeper, and he used honey, medicinal honey, in his healing. So I wouldn't have learned about that had I not been actively engaged in my own studies of plant medicine. And I also got to speak with my grandmother and learn about the Sicilian, the Southern Italian, and the Sicilian healing methods. And my grandmother and I took a class together with Gail Edwards, Gail Faith Edwards, on she just has a book coming out on Sicilian herbal medicine and Southern Italian medicine. And I learned so much more about my ancestors and why I've been so attracted to certain stones like Baltic amber and certain plants I've always felt such a kinship with, are actually ancestrally a connection for me. So that's a really neat thing when you start studying herbs and start to look at why certain herbs are so attractive to you and start to ask questions to your ancestors, all these pieces start to come together. Number eight, you start to spend more time outside. So if you are one of those people that loves and craves outdoor time, you will find you spend more time outdoors when you're studying herbs because you'll start to want to know what does Nels look like when it's growing outside? What do violets taste like fresh off the ground? What is it? How do I know when bee balm is ready to be harvested? Oh, it's not yet. So you go outside every day and you wait for that moment when the flowers are blooming at a certain, speed and frequency. And you go, okay, now it's time to harvest. But you can't learn these things and engage in the plants in this way unless you are in their natural environment, which is outside. Also, gardening. Most herbalists end up gardening at some point. And that can just be small pots in a windowsill. I know when I first started studying herbs, I lived in an apartment. So, I just grew herbs indoors along my windowsills and I built tables so that I could maximize my surface area to grow things. And that's it. And then, naturally, I started spending more and more time outside. I worked on farms in Costa Rica. My opportunities to spend time outside just naturally opened up. So if you're craving that, study plants and it will open for you. Number nine, you're going to make friends with plants and you will start to feel more connected to the natural world than you ever have before. There is something about learning the names of plants that connects you in a way that nothing else will. When I look out my window right now and I see all the trees, I can name them. And I can say, hi maple, hi oak. I can say, hi buckthorn. Kind of wish you weren't here. Because they're very invasive here in Minnesota. I can say hi to my peony plants. And I have so many friends. It's like, when you're in a crowd of people, you can feel very alone because you don't know their names. But once you start to know people's names, I mean, it's like in my daughter's preschool class, every morning they sing a song where they go, "Hello, Janie, hello." Right? Like they do all these songs every day to say each other's names because when we know names, we start to know the person. And the same thing with the plants. When we know their names, we start to feel a kinship and then we start to feel connected. And then every time we go on a walk, we go, I know you, I know your name. And if you're kind of an herbal freak like me, you start to tell them your name. You're like, hi, I'm Ashley. What's your name? Right. And you start to get to know the plants and build this relationship, which our ancestors did. It's very unusual. In most countries, the traditional peoples connected with the plants in a sacred way by bonding name to name. And I was actually reading this book. Let me just show you this book. This is a tangent. Tangent alert. This book, I'm going to be speaking with my friend Michelle Brock, who wrote this book, Who Do You Think You Are, on doing past life regression and getting into past life karma and meditations. And one of the things she talks about in the first chapter of this book is the name and how in some Native American cultures, they give themselves different names based on different experiences in life. So you might be born, she who rises with the sun, because maybe that's how you were born at sunrise, but maybe something happens and you like save an injured bear from drowning. So you may be, your name might be changed after that because you're changed and your name might be, she who swims with bears, right? And so then your identity is shifted. And I was like, man, I wish we lived in a world where people would rename. I would love to have, like my name's fine, Ashley, which means the dweller of the ash tree meadow. And I love ash trees. So I feel very connected to that name. But I did for about 5 years, I had a different name. I don't know if you guys know, I probably never told any of you guys this, but yeah, I went to a rainbow gathering and I was given the name Sky Dreamer. So when I went away to college at 18 in Asheville, North Carolina, I introduced myself as Sky. And so all my teachers and everyone who knows me from Asheville knows me as Sky. And then I moved back to Maryland. I kept using the name Sky as I got into the herbal world, through my work at Roots Market in Clarksville. And then I just, you know, I had this moment where I was like, you know, I'm living in Maryland. Most of the people here know me as Ashley. I'm gonna go back to that name. Like, it was kind of a reclaiming of my name. And that was powerful for me to say, you know what? I'm gonna start going by Ashley again. I'm gonna take that name back. But I do wish we lived in a world, at least here in North America, where people could be more fluid with their names. You know, because I think, you know, I remember even Matthew Woods said he was talking with one of the plants. I think it was Solomon Seal, and it didn't like that name. It was like, don't call me Solomon Seal. Call me like Dragon something. I forget what it was, like small dragon or something dragon. And so that's what he calls the plant now, because the plant told him, don't call me that any. You know, this is actually a better name. And another friend of mine, Amanda Dilday, she spoke to the tulip poplar, and she found it gave her a new name for it to call. So sometimes the plants actually will give us other names to call them by. And I like that practice. So anyway, my ninth reason, big tangent there, but hopefully an entertaining story nonetheless, and maybe some food for thought is getting to know the names of plants, getting to know our own names. And maybe we even find a new name through our herbal journey. You know, there's a lot of herbalists out there who don't have their given name, right? I can think of a bunch offhand, but I won't say their names. But like, well, maybe I will just for context. So like Seven Song, I don't believe he was born Seven Song. And I don't know, I don't think Susan Weed was born Susan Weed. Rosemary Gladstar, she might have been born that name. I don't remember. I don't actually remember. But anyway, there are a lot of people who in the herbal world have other chosen names, which I think is neat. So I feel like when I hit 50, I might want to like give myself a new middle name and like change it legally. Wouldn't that be fun to give myself like, you know, I don't know. We'll see. The things we can do with our one precious life, as Mary Oliver says. Okay, and number 10 reason why you should study herbs is to follow your passion. You know, I mean, if you've always been interested in the natural world, you've always been interested in healing and plants, why not do it? Why not follow your dreams? And, you know, I will say I've been teaching plant medicine for about 15 years now, and I've never had anyone go through my programs and say, man, I wish I didn't do that. Or, you know, like that was a waste of time, or that was a waste of money. Like, you're not going to, when you follow something that is a deep core passion of yours, it will benefit you. And even if it doesn't turn into becoming a career, and for a lot of people who study herbs, they don't actually have a career path as an herbalist, but it gives them a sense of accomplishment for having studied and gone through a course doing something that they really love. And that is enough. It is enough to do something simply because you love it. I mean, I started taking guitar lessons this year. Do I want to play guitar for anyone? No, I want to do it for myself. I want to do it just for me. It's like my own thing. And, you know, maybe for you, herbs is just your own thing. It's like something that you just want to do. So I give you permission to just do things because you love them. All right, so that is the 10 reasons why I think studying herbs is a really smart path. And you can study them with me. There's a lot of other great courses out there. You know, obviously, I'd love for you to study with me because this is what I do for my living. And there's lots of ways you can connect with the plant. So do it. Find a way today to start to feed that passion for you. I will include a link to my herbal apprenticeship course so you can check it out and see if that is a good fit for you. I'll include a link to this book, Who Do You Think You Are? A great exercise in delving deeper into your unconscious and past lives, which are ancestral links as well. And I'll include maybe some links to other herbalists who I think are really neat and you should check out. So on that note, thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for clicking the like button. If you liked this video, subscribing and liking my videos help other people to find me. I'm getting so many new subscribers every month, which is awesome. It's so cool. My like inside goal, I really want to get to 10,000. Like, if I could get to 10,000 subscribers by the end of 2024, I would like feel amazing about that. So, if you want to be one of those people that help me reach that goal, that would be great. Just click the button and share this with your friends. And as always, thank you for your time, for listening, and follow your bliss. Bye, everyone.